Bounce Back was very purposefully developed as a community research partnership. And so from the beginning, before the intervention was even developed, I was working with community collaborators. So within schools, within local mental health agencies who are co-locating in schools, the on-the-ground clinicians, but also parents and the parent community, and educators, and a whole host of folks within the school setting. So not just teachers, although they obviously were really critical, but also administrators and after-school childcare facilitators and reading specialists and other people at the school who would be able to help us understand the community and the best way to make delivery and eventual implementation successful. So through that process, there were a number of focus groups that we ran with educators and also with parents. And we did it to really try to select for a very diverse community. So our parent focus groups were reflective of that diversity. And we did do groups both in English and Spanish. And we also made ourselves a presence in terms of providing some education and development long before we started to implement in the schools. And I think that that was key, having actually several years of that community development and trust building and needs assessment and troubleshooting in advance some of the barriers that the parents and the community members knew might come up, and the best language to use and presentation of information and delivery, I think was really a key for us.